Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just got to the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, and the man trying to put me in a bad mood with that Jim Nance play. T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest is. And the latest is, this is 5 O'Clock Fire, brought to you by Inspirity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. And I want to let you know that here at Sports Radio 610, we are extremely proud to partner with Inspirity Invitational. And it's happening at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course over this weekend. And many, many greats are teeing off. And they are teeing off today. Today, including guys that we spoke to. If you missed it earlier this week, on Tuesday we talked to John Daly. He will be a part of this, not to mention also he will have his long drive competition tonight. Just hit it as far as you can off that thing.
Grip it and rip it, baby.
Grip it and rip it from John Daly coming up tonight as well after the first round. As I said, they do tee off today on these great courses for this incredible weekend. By the way, entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to InspirityInvitational.com. All right, Clint, the Astros, they get going in a three-game set tonight, Clint, and they will take on the White Sox. And this is a series that they should win, and they need to win. The White Sox have 8 wins on the season. They're awful. One of the worst teams, and I think they are trying to be one of the worst teams in baseball. And you should go in there and take care of business, especially when you have Framber, your ace, going tonight. Hunter Brown, who is quickly overtaking him as the ace, going on Saturday. And then, obviously, the debut of Lance McCullers, him coming back to this team for the first time since 2022. Those are your starters this weekend. We'll see about Lance, but they damn sure should win the first 2 games of this series, Clint, against this White Sox team. And by the way, the lineup coming out tonight, Jeremy Pena continues to stay in that leadoff role. Jose Altuve is in left field batting second. Yordan Alvarez is the DH batting third. Paredes, Walker, Diaz. Brendan Rodgers is in at second base. And then Cam Smith with Myers in center field. So that is the lineup today, Clint, and this is a big weekend, mostly for Lance McCullers, but one of those weekends, Clint, where you just got to take care of business against a team like this.
Yeah, I'm jazzed up for Lance McCullers, I'm going to be honest
with you.
Me too, man. I hope they handle their business. I really do. There's the Hunter Brown outing. Every one of those is must-watch TV for me.
It's becoming there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. We'll see what kind of strides he can make, but the Sunday's all about Lance McCullers for me, man. I mean, we got Rockets tonight. We got Kentucky Derby Saturday. Quick 2 minutes, and then little Hunter Brown, and then Sunday we got Lance McCullers.
I think his coffee shop should be packed that day. They should have TVs out there for everybody to watch it, to watch the old great.
You been yet?
No, I ain't been yet. I'm gonna get out there though. I am gonna get out there. No, I'm with you, man. As you say, like, those two games, they should be going in that final game looking to sweep. And Lance McCullers, who is, as you said, is the story of the weekend. We talked about it earlier in the week when it came out. Just hopeful, man, that our guy Lance can just be healthy. But if he is healthy, Clint, that's the one thing to watch, man, is he going to be the same dude that we remember? That's the one thing is, right? It's been a lot of time. Obviously, you look at the elbow and you look at the work he's had on it, where he tried to avoid surgery, then had surgery and healed. Like, it is a wonder, is Lance going to be the same pitcher that we remember? Because the same pitcher we remember was the ace of a staff that went to the World Series. And that is the big thing, is what is he going to look like? And is Lance, does he have a new normal now? Does he have a new, does he throw it? Is his velocity down, or is it the same? That's the thing to really watch, to see what kind of Lancer you get.
Yeah, I don't know how healthy this is, but I don't expect him to be the Lance that we last saw, because, I mean, I think that'd be high expectations. I mean, ever, much less first start out of the gate. But I do expect him to be good enough to be a starting pitcher in this rotation. And I don't know if that's healthy or not. I don't know if that's good
top
for me.
Top three in the rotation?
I don't know. Top three is a big ask. I mean, Fromber and Hunter are
hell, they're two. I'm just, the third spot. That's
I mean, well, you know, I don't know. I just, to be a starter in a five-man rotation, and like a legit starter, not somebody that's just because he's got a history with the Astros and we like Lance, he's getting a six spot in a rotation. Like, legit. Like, I expect him to be back to a spot where he can competitively pitch at an elite level. Maybe not an ace level, but an elite level. So, again, those are probably some pretty high expectations given what he's been through, but that's where they're at.
Yeah, someone texted in, I expect it to take him some time to get back to whatever his new normal is. I don't expect it immediate. Like, I'm not with that person who texted earlier this week, hey, give me six innings and 75 pitches. No, yeah. I'm not expecting that, but it is a wonder, does he not throw his curveball as much? As we all know, that was a big pitch for him, because does that put more pressure on his elbow, and they maybe go away from that? Yeah. Does he change anything up? That's what I'm saying, is what is he going to look like?
Yeah, that part of it's fascinating, right? I mean, we talked about a couple, like, more from the conversation of Lance McCullers, more from a concern or worry with him in terms of whether he works out or not. I don't have any of that, but I do have some expectations from a sense of, like, I mean, if he can stay healthy, I do have higher expectations than I probably should.
You're on higher expectations.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed, because I still think it's luxury. Like, if he pitches well and can help us, I think it's a luxury. I don't think it's something that we just have to have, but it's a luxury. But I do. I mean, I don't know. I expect the guy to be able to go out there and bring to some level, some of what we saw from him in the past. Again, maybe not ace level, but some of what we saw from him in the past. And I'd be disappointed if he doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Big weekend coming up again. Framber gets the ball tonight. Hunter Brown on Saturday. And then Lance Mother Effin McCullers Jr., according to Tyler Milner. He gets the ball on Sunday again today. The lineup. Against the White Sox, Pena, Altuve, Alvarez, Paredes, Walker, Diaz, Rogers, Smith, and then Jake Myers is in center field. So that's the lineup tonight. We'll see if the Astros can go ahead and handle business against the Chicago White Sox.
Bury me in the H.
5 o'clock fire.
Almost forgot Lance says that. Oh, bury me in the H. All right. We've got the Astros tonight, obviously, but the Rockets. That's the big one tonight. Their season is on the line, just like it was the other night against the Golden State Warriors. Game six tonight. And, Clint, I guess the overall thought, we talked about this a bit throughout the day. We've had a day to kind of look at this and digest this. We saw the dominant performance that they placed on the Golden State Warriors. How are you feeling right now, as we are a couple of hours away from it? How are you feeling right now about Game 6 for the Rockets?
Better than I felt last week. I mean, last game. Better than I felt about Game 5.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to shoot, 68, 60-some-odd percent, whatever they did last week, or in Game 5. But there is something there to the point of playing up-tempo, that there is something there of having that level of success immediately out of the gate against Golden State. You know, there is something there to adding one more game to Fred VanVleet shooting it lights out. And so I feel better. I've gone from a 3 to a 5. On the road, Rockets on the road versus Golden State down 3-2. I'm at a 5.
You're at a 5. Yeah. I think there's some keys, man, and you have to go out. And they listen, as you've said it a couple of times, and I think obviously you're right. You can't bank on shooting like that. You can't bank on a team that has struggled shooting the ball throughout the season. That's not their calling card.
Right.
And then expect that they're going to do that. But I think, to me, the way they played, where they decided, hey, we're going to try to make this an up-and-down game. We're going to try to use our athleticism. We're going to try to make them go. We're going to try to pressure Steph. We're going to try to pressure Jimmy Butler, and we want to get out. We're going to have ball movement, player movement, right? It is just going to be an up-tempo movement type of game. I do think that is the route, though. I think that's got to be the way they're going. It will be really disappointing if you walk in there and you see a team that looked and played different than they did the other night. Yeah, so that's it to me. I know for you, you're saying they need to go ahead and make sure Steph Curry feels that thumb a little bit.
Look, I'm dead serious on that, man. You got Steph Curry on his shooting hand with a bad thumb, and you got Butler with a bad, you know, glute, leg, and back, whatever the hell it all is. I think the physicality could take a toll on both of them. I think they should target the thumb and target the glute, no question. No question about it. Dead serious.
Yeah, the way you broke down, come from behind and get a slap.
Yeah, you know, when Steph comes up, boom, and he goes to shoot one of them threes, somebody come from behind and swat that whole ball, get both hands if you want to. Early in that game.
Right. You'll take a foul.
Yeah,
right,
make them fouls count. Forget about pulling on them shorts and all that jive. I'm talking about make them count, man.
Baby.
Yep.
Yeah,
get it right hand, right. Elbow down. Get it.
Yeah,
get after
it. Come in there with them little floaters. Go ahead and hit that hand.
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy fouls. Butler put a knee in his tail every time he turns around on the offensive
end.
There you go.
You
betcha.
Yep. That has been a talk. That has been a talk about his thumb. His thumb does, like, clearly it is bothering him. And hell, the way we've seen a still shot photo on it, it is hard to believe that it wouldn't be bothering him. He's almost playing in like a soft cast is what he was playing there.
And it's his shooting hand. It's the top knuckle on his shooting hand. So I guess from a grip standpoint, it doesn't have a whole lot, but you got to think that's got some effect on his shot,
yeah,
man, especially
pain,
a guy,
man,
that shoots that much.
Pain also that just –
Well,
just
think, in that thumb, I mean, whether it's pain or it's stiffness or it's just the inability to use the way you typically do, you think that would affect his shot in a big way.
Yeah. I just want to see a game
Hacky.
Seven. I want to see a game seven at least, man.
Hacky.
That way, I'm with you. I feel a lot better than I thought I would when they went down 3-1.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better about this game six in Golden State than I did before. My man's feeling it right there, just like our other guy said. Rockets at seven. Really, no other option for the Rockets.
Rockets at seven. I feel you, baby.
That's what it's got to be. So we'll be watching that one. Get ready. We'll also continue with that before we get out of here as well, looking at this game and how big it is for the Rockets.
Let's go, Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, we've got our first action to understand as we're getting closer and closer to this football season start, which is crazy right now. We've gone through the draft, and when that draft hits, that means it's May, and that means minicamp, which starts, rookie minicamp for the youngsters, starts on the 9th. And that means rookie minicamp goes to OTAs that then hits to mandatory minicamp, and then it's off and going right now. Who are the rookies for you that most excites you as we get ready to see them for the first time as Texans?
Well, I mean, look, you can take the old line and chunk it out. There's not a lot going to bring that to the table. But in terms of a rookie minicamp, you just can't see anything. I mean, there's nothing you can tell. But when you talk about the two wide receivers they took with two of their top three picks, I mean, those are the two guys to watch. Higgins and Noel. Those are the two guys to watch. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on those guys, because I know Nico is really, really good, but in order to keep the pressure off constant, the focus constantly off of Nico, those guys opposite him are going to have to do work. And so I'm anxious to lay our eyes on those guys for the first time. And see what we're dealing with.
And I don't know how much we'll see them, you know, going against each other. I would like to see also. I know a guy you're really high on, the corner they took out of USC. You know, kind of see where he looks and how he looks moving forward, and see what he looks like against some of those guys, some of those receivers. I think it will be interesting to see how many guys they have to keep away from the practice field. I bet you CJ's out, maybe in the building.
Oh, just out there watching.
Yeah, I bet you like to try not to participate in these camps that they might try to. You might try to see CJ out there trying to throw balls with Higgins and Noel out there. Yeah.
The other one that I'm anxious to see is the Woody Marks kid out of USC. Like I said, he really caught me. I really liked him coming out of Mississippi State, and you know, he obviously went on to USC and did some good things, but just kind of wasn't on the radar. My radar the same, because I cover the SEC, so I'm anxious to see him. And I really like not only the number two back, not only was running back a need, but you're talking about a guy that's played in the air raid offense in two different capacities. And in the air raid offense, the running back's used significantly different. There's not a whole lot of hey, let me keep the running back in and pass protect. It's more, I'm going to get him out, I'm going to get a mismatch and get him the ball underneath and get him in space and let him run with the ball. That's the guy the Texans need bad, man. Is Woody Marks as good as I think he is? Taking a peek at him is going to be big, too.
Yeah. All right, that's coming up here on the 9th as this thing gets started. Boy, like we said, man, training camp will be here before you know it, and then obviously the season right behind that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, this does not really come as a major surprise, obviously with the medical situation and how the season ended for the Spurs, but Greg Popovich will no longer be the head coach of the Spurs as he will transition to being the full-time president for the San Antonio Spurs. And I'll be honest with you, Clint, I'm not going to try to take him out the way that Luke Morrow did earlier today.
But it's time. It's time.
Well, yeah, it's time, and it's been time to me. And they've already hired a new coach, the guy who was the interim coach, Mitch. I can't remember his last name, but he is now the head coach, Clint.
I got him.
For some reason, I got his – Mitch. Mitch is his first name. Got a good S-curl going, too, with that with the hair. Good texture with that hair. But – no, man, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, obviously, with the 5 championships he won and all the things he did in San Antonio. But yeah, Clint, it felt like it was time. And it was always a wonder with – you clearly saw a point where the Spurs were in rebuild, and it seemed like it was in rebuild a long time until the infusion of excitement happened when they got Victor. But still, you can tell they're building up, and it seemed like – a wonder of like, man, why is he still doing this? Why is he still doing it? But no, I'm with you. It had been time.
Yeah.
Been time for Greg.
Well, it's a hell of a time to take over that organization with Wemby, and they just made that trade, you know, mid-season for De'Aaron Fox. And so, yeah, it's if you're going to take it over, you got a couple guys you can build around. Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they went ahead and that quickly named his replacement, because – you know, there were some coaches on the market. Taylor Jenkins, who was the Memphis coach that got fired mid-year, and obviously the championship coach.
Budenhauser,
but I was meaning from Denver. They just fired him, a.k.a. Championship Parade. Had a real Paul Wall vibe to him as well. So surprised they filled that up quickly, because that would have been a job people have been going after with Vic.
What's his damn name?
Who? The coach?
The Denver coach just got fired.
Brendan, not Brendan, his dad's Brendan. His last name's Malone, but his dad's
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Name's Brendan Malone. I don't know why I have lost his
Mike.
Name. Mike Malone. Yeah, there it is. All right, coming up as we continue here live here at the Annex Craft House here in Vintage Park as we continue our crawfish circuit. Coming up, who do you see right now? Who do you see with this Texans specifically on the offensive side of the ball? Who do you see as a guy that is ready to take the next step? Ready to take the next step with this team. We'll discuss that next.
Live from the Annex Craft House, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live on the road, and we are on the fifth leg of our crawfish circuit. It has been a good time here at the Annex Craft House here in Village Park, and you might want to you could still make your way down here. It is not over. The bugs, I'm telling you, I just shout out to my daughter. She wants some bugs. You know, Lauren loves her some bugs, or she calls them, man, I want the red spiders, Dad.
Red spiders.
That's what she called
them.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, the red spiders. So I got me some to go. And look, right now, they are generally here $4.50 a pound. Now you can get them for $3.50 a pound until 6 o'clock.
Yes,
been doing that from indeed. 2 to 6, so you got about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes to still get that great special they have here, along with the other specials they have here. Happy hour is still going until 7 o'clock, so this is a good spot to catch the Astros, catch the Rockets tonight, and not just tonight, but go ahead and do it over the weekend as they have their Cinco de Drinco. Saturday through Monday, $4 Mexican beers, bottles, and drafts. They got $5 shots. $1,800 is included in that. They got $1 Jello shots as well. So it's a lot to get done here at the Annex Craft House here in Village Park. So come on out, have a good time. By the way, after this segment ends, we will hook somebody up with our final $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So if you are in the building and you have not gotten your name in our raffle, you might want to do that before this segment ends, because that is when we will be hooking someone up. All right, Clint, we've kind of talked about this a bit with the offense. With the defense, we can look over there and we can see a lot of dudes that not only took steps last year, but you feel like are also going to, you know, even get better than where they were last year, and they were damn good last year. But on the offensive side, I think there are more questions. There are more guys that you're looking at to see if they can take a step. Who are some out there, or maybe you got one in particular that you look at that you're looking to take a big step next year?
The top guy for me is Juice Scruggs. I think I'm high on. I think he's built the right way. I think he's got the right mentality. I think he's that physical mentality that D'Amico and Nick are looking for in the offensive line room, and Cole Popovich are looking for in the offensive line room. I think he's got it. The year for him is now. I mean, he's been in the league. He knows how to be a professional. He knows what it takes. He's had an off season. He's getting another off season under his belt. The time is now. Look, I think he plays multiple positions. He can play center or guard. So there's two options there. So I just think if Juice Scruggs, I feel really good about Juice Scruggs on this team. He's one of the options at the interior offensive line that I really, really like. He's got to take the next step. But I, for whatever reason, man, I just feel like that was a great get by Nick Caserio in the second round. And I feel like it's going to come to fruition this year.
You think he's going to be one of the ones
that's
sitting there?
Yes. I like him at guard better than center.
Than center.
Really, I mean, for multiple reasons. I think when you look at the best guard-center combination, I think right now it's Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs at the other. I don't know what you're going to do with the other. I still think they're a guard away. But in my mind, I've always felt like it was enough with Jarrett Patterson at center and Juice Scruggs at guard. I think he's a guard. I know there's a lot of people out there that think he's a center. I really don't care. Either one, if he proves to be a starter and he can go out there and be a good, to above average center or guard in this league, then I think we're on to something. And to be honest with you, I think we are. If he, it's one of those things, Ron, where you need him to step up and play big, and if he does, I think it's going to solve a lot of offensive line problems. If he doesn't, it's going to magnify the problem in a significant way. So, because the guys that you brought in, I don't know, are going to be able to do what I hope he can do. So, yeah, man, it's Juice Scruggs for me. That's the one for me that I could see him taking the next step, and it would mean a ton to the team.
Well, let's kind of pull over right there, because when you get into Juice Scruggs, that goes to the biggest question on the offense, and that is the offensive line, Clint. And do you get the sense that he's a part of what potentially is the fix there?
Absolutely.
Given
what they signed, he's got to be.
Yeah.
There's given what they've signed, Tytus Howard and Juice Scruggs, the best case scenario is Tytus Howard at guard and Juice Scruggs at guard.
With Patterson at center.
Yep. Now, I don't know exactly where Lakin Tomlinson fits in there somewhere, but if he's better than either one of those two, then I think it's a really good thing. And then if he's better, then you got a chance to move Juice to center and
him and
Patterson.
Him too, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, but I think he's got to factor in some degree at one of those positions, yes.
But with
really,
all,
at one of the, any of the three, because he's played both guards and center, so any of the three.
But with, I guess that with all those names that you just brought up there, and you, there's even more on that O-line, Clint, do you get the sense that they have fixed or that they're in good place to fix the issues they had last year? Obviously, the issues is, ultimately, there was a lot of things, right? But ultimately, what we're narrowed down to was they could not keep their quarterback up. And it looked like it was just a matter of time before he would get injured. The last thing we saw was against Kansas City, and he was on his back often. And that was something we saw a lot throughout the year. You think that they have at least the potential of fixing that right now?
I'm confident that they have fixed
it. Already? You'd like
to? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. Let's say that they don't – we get midway through the season and the protection issue hasn't been fixed. I think as we list what the issues still are, I think talent on the offensive line is going to be low. I think if there is still a problem protecting the quarterback mid-season, I think we're going to be talking about C.J. Stroud, Nick Caley, and Cole Popovich more so than, boy, these guys just aren't talented enough.
I'm talking
if we're not better than worst in the damn league, what we've seen kind of deal.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is, like, when they gotta work pretty hard to be that bad.
There's got to be a lot. The thing that is refreshing if you're a Texas fan is there's got to be that bad. You have to have five different issues. Let's start with C.J. Stroud. If C.J. Stroud plays it, if he takes the approach of I'm going to protect myself, I'm going to stay upright, I'm going to keep us ahead of the chains, first and foremost. We're not talking about a five-headed monster. We're not talking about to be aggressive, throwing the ball in the field. We're not talking about receivers getting 1,000 yards or 100 catches. No, we're not doing all that. We're going to protect ourselves and be upright and stay ahead of the chains and allow ourselves to win games with a great defense. That in itself will be a huge upgrade. If Nick Caley and Cole Popovich can just figure out how to get these guys to give a rip, compete, and give elite effort, it'll change. It
seems like a lot of the fixing of this stuff is like
yeah.
Well, there's just so, or even some of them don't even have as much to do with them.
I firmly believe that they fix their problems. Now, are they good enough to fix the playoffs versus Baltimore problem 2 years ago? Are they good enough to fix the Kansas City in the playoffs where, you just in the most critical moment you're just getting ran through up front? I don't know about that. But being one of the worst pass-protecting teams in the league, I'm confident they'll fix that.
As you said, I agree with you. Because to me, if we get here for a third consecutive year and it is clear the thing that is holding this offense back, a team that wins 10 games and wins the division –
right.
A thing that's holding this is clearly the offensive line. When we look at what they did year one, right, they give Tytus Howard a new contract to play right tackle, but then move him all over the place, and then they kind of go through these injuries. Year two, they come back and they're like, hey, all right, Shaq Mason, we brought him in, and we're going to do all these things. We're going to draft Blake Fisher. Like this year, they've drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round, drafted Blake Fisher in the second round, now drafted Ursary in the second round.
They didn't draft Ursary, did they?
Not Ursary, but Ursary in the second round.
I don't know how to make sausage.
They've brought
Cal got really desperate, didn't he?
They brought in Cam Robinson. They've decided to go Like, what did you what have you said? Decided to work with less.
They more with less.
Yeah, they didn't attack this offseason the way other teams maybe attacked this offseason or more proven guys. But if they come to this at the end, Clint, and it is still a problem. Like at this point, you've got to make a change with the picker.
The most interesting thing, and not so much as good, bad, or indifferent, but the story. It may not even be a topic, but what's going to be the thought if the four offensive linemen other than Cam Robinson are the exact same?
Yeah.
And all you did was remove Laramie Tunsil, and you end up being better.
And now it's Bob.
We had the right guys all along, man.
Yeah, it's Bob.
It was the veteran captain and Bob, man.
That's what it was. All right, coming up as we continue here, as soon as this segment's over, somebody will be our final winner. $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll do that, and we will get to T-Mill's best bets. And, folks, he is hot. This is as hot as he's ever been. I challenged him to get me to 65% this week. He's going to have a hell of an awful play today to not get that. He's at 76% already for the week and had four or five yesterday that he nailed. Clint made some money off the back of Tyler. Tyler has had a great week, so we'll make you some money, so you might want to stay tuned for that. And we'll get you ready here, finish getting you ready for this Rockets-Warriors Game 6 coming up tonight right here live on The Drive.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Live from the Annex Craft House, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Well, I've never seen more talk for a seventh-round pick in Ladarius Henderson. I see that name come rolling through. People try to bring up whenever time we have offensive line conversations about Ladarius Henderson. Somebody, my man Lloyd, said if Ladarius Henderson is healthy this year, you won't have to worry about it.
What? That's
I mean, he got to fight through a lot there, champ. Health and that they've invested high capital on other people before they get to him. We'll see. If maybe he's the best in the bunch, he'll jump in there and get that thing going. But we'll see there. I see a lot of people rolling in. My man here cracks me up. This dude sends this in all the time. Ron, get a grip. Titus is going to play center. Yeah, maybe it's his third spot there. Well, if I see Titus snap, stop it. Are you ever contemplating this? Clint, stop him playing no damn center. You got him in the gun? You think he's got that?
Oh, he's a former quarterback.
I knew you were going to say that as soon as I said that. Stop it. While you mull that over. First off, we want to shout out here the Annex here, Craft House in Village Park. It has been a great, great stop here on our crawfish circuit. They've given us a great welcome. We've had a good time with so many people who have come out. Shout out to the Bud Light girls walking around. They have helped us out. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well being a part of this. Shout out to the staff here. Ashley, who took care of us, did a great job. Clap it up for Ashley. She did a great job as well. Shout out to our promo staff, Shay, doing his thing.
He's all right.
Helping us out, doing his thing, man. Out here, also our engineer, Matt, who has kept us
Money, Matt.
On the air and on YouTube and Twitch as well. So shout out to him.
You need a DJ for any corporate outings. You met Matt right here. You contact his agent.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Mia's in the building. Also, Tyler Milner, who is back at the station, holding it together and keeping us on the air as well. So we appreciate. There you go. See Joe waving at us, seeing us on there. Yeah, it's been a good time out here as always. Look for us each and every Friday. We will be at different stops. They believe we'll be in Sugar Land next week. So look forward and see where we are next week as we are gonna hit our sixth stop in our crawfish circuit right here. And remember again, if you have not done so, I just helped somebody out to do it. If you have not registered for our grand prize, you can do that still with these QR codes QR codes, and you'll have a chance to win our grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light Budweiser free for a year. So that is the grand prize. We'll have that each and every week, and we're out. And by the way, hey, folks, Tyler Milner now, y'all better stay tuned for this. He's out here just handing out free money. I'm telling you, if I didn't have that man come out on Wednesday to come look at them floors, I would be right there with you, Tyler. I'd throw something in on you.
You're gonna get hard.
The hell?
There you go.
How did that fit?
I mean, he's winning, man. He's winning.
It's making me feel some blood flow. The hell of a week I'm having.
All right, I just wanted to get how you got there. I wasn't sure how you arrived there. But T Mills Best Bets coming up in just a bit. Mark Vandermeer. There you go. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, somebody else who gets fired up. Frank Ross. He will be on the show there coming up after us. Special teams coordinator for the Texans, Frank Ross, will be there. And Area 45, live and local, the best late night show in all of Houston. They've got sports talk on lock, 7 to 11, as you can hear Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and our guy, Chris Santiago. They will hold it down, as always. All right, Clint, as we look at this thing right now, what for you do you believe is going to be the biggest key tonight? What one thing do you think the Rockets need to do? You're going to be looking at and say, if this is something I'm going to be looking at to see if they can come out and force a game seven.
The Fred VanVleet's the low hanging fruit there. I'm going to go with M.A. Doka. Like M.A. Doka, he has to be a factor in down the stretch. I mean, if you look at kind of how they've handled late game situations, it's not been impressive, man. And a lot of times you can't tell what they're even trying to get accomplished. But you know, for whatever reason, to illustrate my point, the giving it to Şengün at the top of the key and just letting him face up, you know, that far from the basket with everybody else just clearing out. I mean, that is hell. I can draw that up. Yeah. I think on the offensive end of the floor, M.A. Doka in critical moments. It is going to have to be a weapon. Like, there's going to have to be some level of basketball scheme thrown in here instead of just, hey, this right here has been working for, you know, a good chunk of the game. This is where I've got most of my production. Let me go back to it again. There's got to be more to it than that in critical moments, because we're talking 2 and 3 minute stretches of the end of a game or the end of a half, and it's 3, 4, 5 possessions where you're going down there and it looks like guys are just free for all of it. So I'm gonna go with M.A. Doka has to be some level of a weapon in those critical moments.
Yeah, Clint, to me, they have got to come out with the same everything they had. They've got to come out with the same intensity, the same that they did from the get-go. Not just because they're at home. Not because, you know, they know, like, their backs are against the wall. They have got to come out and show what they showed from the beginning. Obviously, Clint, as we have spoken about, you can't depend on shooting like that. Nobody is saying don't do it. Nobody's saying stop it. But you can't depend on shooting like that each and every game. But they can bring that intensity and that effort. Amen Thompson led it. Dylan Brooks was with it. Those two in particular were guarding the two major stars for the Warriors. Dylan Brooks was a lot on Jimmy Butler, and then Amen Thompson was on Steph. Because I guarantee you, Clint, and you know this, with a team like that knows we got to get this thing done right here, the Warriors are going to come out with a different level of intensity than they came out in Game 5. They're going to come out up and intense, very similar to the way I'm sure the Rockets did, and you got to keep playing the way that you're doing. Someone just texted in, Jalen Green is turning into Harden when it comes to a no-show in the playoffs and in big games. I'll be honest with you, I think it's a little disrespectful to James Harden right now when you look at what and how different. They're not even the same ballpark. James had some moments. James didn't one 10-point performance from going for the low flush. Like, I mean, my man has got, what, 7, 8, 9, 11 in a game? Like, yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. James may have pissed you off. James may have scored 23 on 38 shots, but I mean, It went like this. It went like this. But again, like you bring up Jalen Green, Clint, that's not even like it. That is somebody we're not even singling out anymore. And we started the series all the way up until I guess probably this game, and started with the thought of we're not even talking about him. He's not even been a real topic of conversation because he, to me, is in the range right now. The way he has played, he's in the range of a Tari Eason. He's in the range of, you know, of a Dylan Brooks. Like right now, to where you expect, hey man, just be a role player and just don't, you know, blow.
Yeah,
it.
Look, I mean, those guys have knocked down shots. Those guys have been really good on defense. Jalen Green, best case scenario is you get role player numbers. I mean, if I can get 12 to 15 out of Jalen Green tonight.
That's got to pain you to
say that. Well, no, I mean, that's just the reality of it. I don't blame Ime Udoka one bit. I don't blame Fred VanVleet one bit for going away from the feeding Jalen Green. That's just the kind of player Jalen Green is. Jalen Green is a player that needs to be the number one option. He needs to be the guy that's a predominant ball handler, and he needs to be hot. And the reality of it is four games out of five, he's not, let's say three out of four, because last game they kind of went away from it. Three out of four, he hasn't been hot. Yep. And so at some point in time, you got to quit banking on it. When it happens 25% of the time, you can't win a series with that. So I just don't know that I'm looking at a Shedeur Sanders report. I don't know that Ime Udoka can even have the energy, right, and the time to see if it's there.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. The hottest man, the hottest betting man in the world right now. Maybe that's a little far, but in our world, Tyler Milner. Let's get to it. T-Mill's best bets. What you got for tonight?
Yeah, like Ron said, it's been probably the hottest week we've ever had to date on best bets. Going to look to finish strong. I got five more. And there's only one show in town tonight as far as these NBA playoffs. It is the Rockets trying to stay alive. So here are your five bets in that game tonight. Rockets, the hometown team, +5.5. Take them points. Lock it in. Houston and Golden State over tonight. Like we said yesterday, and it came true once again, these overs are money right now.
Yeah, Steph, I'm with that over.
Okay, Steph Curry, I got three player props to finish this thing out. Steph Curry under 4.5 made threes. Y'all made me feel even better about that bet with the thumb thing y'all were talking about. Alpi Shangoon over 10.5 rebounds tonight. I think he might be looking at like 14, 15, even higher. Dude's going to be crashing the boards, not scoring as much, I think. Fred VanVleet over 15.5 points for him. Those are your five best bets. Let's go, Rockets.
I like the over with that 203.5. I like the over.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fred. I do. I think Fred is going to shoot. Fred
nice
has been
guy.
Hot, and he's been playing well. I'm not fooling with Steph Curry 4.5 threes in a game they need. No, I'm not.
I'm on the Fred. Under.
I know what you're on.
Oh,
I'm not flirting with that. Yeah, I'm not messing with Steph on that one. And man, they're pushing it with the Shigun. That's a high number of rebounds. I know that they've been dominant, but man, to get to 11, that's a high.
Yeah, that's the one I want, T. I'm gonna take that Shigun over 10.5 rebounds with you.
Want it?
I'll lock it in, brother.
Ain't got 4.5 assists on him again. That seems like that's been easy money too, right?
You want the Shangoon rebounds, right, Clint?
Yes, sir.
Locked in.
And I'm out. Don't give me anything. I'm out. I just want to make sure, man. I got the floors coming.
Thought this was going to be the time.
No, you didn't. All right. We've had a lot of fun here. Shout out to everybody here at the Annex Craft House. Been a great, great, great time out here. And we've enjoyed our time here. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. That's just unfair.
I mean,
and that's not right. I don't know why. I just keep going to the white
that's
player
what the
that
whites
comes
used
to mind.
To be, I mean.
But it's just reaching. I don't know.
Oh, that's John Cena right there, dude.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, you are coming out the doctor of thugalomics, John Cena, when he used to.
Can't see me.
Hello.
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a steel cage shoots and ladders match.
Thank you and goodbye.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.